Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's good, everyone? We hope you guys are having a great day today. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. For those of you who are new here, allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz, and on this podcast, we talk about true crime, ghost stories, and basically anything scary you can think about, we're going to talk about it. So if any of that interests you, add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a brand new episode.
Yes, guys, and we also review the latest scary movies, and if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send in your requests on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K.
Yes, guys, before we do start off the episode, we do want to mention, I actually forgot to mention this in our last episode about the Riker Webb, the kid who disappeared for 3 days in the woods, but it's the Monster season 2 announcement. The Netflix series is the people who did, you know, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. They're coming back with season 2, and it has to do with the Menendez brothers.
I remember when there's actually a show about them that me and my sister had watched a few years back, and wow, like, I feel like this case has to be one of those cases you're either on one side or the other, and like, you just don't know how to feel about it. But these guys, like, they did it out of, you know, in a way of revenge, you know. So like, I'm interested in seeing how they're gonna portray both of the brothers and how it's all gonna work out, and like how they're gonna tell the story, because I do want to see it in another light other than the way I had seen watched it from this one show. And I can't even remember, I think it was on Hulu. So you guys should definitely check it out. It was a really good one.
And I really don't know much about this case. Mm-hmm. I just know from what you have told me, and it sounds like super messed up and sad. But I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see it in that sense. And, you know, me not knowing too much about it, I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And it's going to be the way if they go like the same path they did with the Dahmer, the way they acted it out like that, I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see. But this episode, we are going to be talking about true scary road rage incidents. You know, there's one show that we recently just watched, and we're finally getting the chance to review it on the podcast. And if you guys haven't watched it, we highly recommend it. It was pretty good.
It was honestly like, I didn't know what to expect once we started it. But once we did, we were like already binging it. It was us and like my mom and the kids. And
we randomly started watching
it too. Yeah, it was so funny because like, I was just like, oh my God, like stuff like this happens in real life. But the way it progresses into like this insane like ending, it was just like, oh my God, I left me speechless. And I definitely hope that they come with another season. I don't know if they will, but you guys, if you guys haven't seen it, definitely check it out. I'd have to rate that show a 10 out of 10.
And the show we're talking about is Beef. Like you said, there's road raging stuff that happens every day. There's some scary ones, guys. That's why this podcast episode is why you should stay calm on the road, because literally some people lose their cools, and you never know what people have in their in their car. You know, we had a scary incident, but we're gonna save it to the end of the episode. It was pretty intense. I thought it was funny, and this guy was just like losing it. It was crazy.
I think you laughing was making him even more crazier about it.
Yeah, this guy was getting so mad because I was just laughing at him. But if you guys want to hear that incident that we had, stay into the end. But today, like I said, we're going to be talking about two road raging scary stories. And honestly, like I said, for those of you who drive, next time someone says something to you or flips you off while driving, just let it go. Like I said, it's not worth it. People nowadays are crazy, and you never know what they might have inside their car, like I said. But there's been moments where people have, you know, died due to someone shooting them or stabbing them, or even just all out like beating the crap out of each other. So be careful out there, guys. But let's jump into today's first story. And most of these stories we found on Reddit. But on one night, a man named John was leaving work after a late shift. Most of the time, he would stay after hours to get the store ready for the next day. On his way back home around 2 a.m., he took a countryside road, which is always, you know, pretty empty, especially being late at night. During the drive home, it started raining pretty heavily, and he noticed his car in the distance with hazard lights on. And as he got closer, he saw two men waving their hands, signaling for help. So John, being the good person that he is, pulls his car over in front of them and asks what's wrong.
The two young men replied, "Our car won't start, so do you happen to have any jumper cables?" John reported feeling super uneasy around them, and that he heard a voice in his head telling him to get back in the car and leave, but he still decided to help them. John told them that they could pop the hood of the car to see if he could figure out what was wrong with it. One of the guys signaled someone in the car and the hood popped open. John felt sketched out and took a closer look into the car and noticed that there were three other men inside of it. So now there was a total of five guys. And this is where John reported feeling off. So he told them that unfortunately there isn't anything that he could do to help them and that they should try calling the police. And that's when one of the guys nodded his head to the person in the driver's seat. John quickly got inside his car and drove off. He thought that he just got himself out of a sticky situation, but that's when he noticed the same car was speeding up to him. John stated that the car kept bumping into the back of his, trying to make him swerve off the road, and since it was already raining, it made it even more slippery.
The car ended up right next to his car, and the person in the back seat puts the window down and pulled out a knife. The car got closer to John's car, and the guy began stabbing and scratching the window with his knife. The car then made contact with him, and it got to the point where he had to stomp on his brakes to keep him from sliding off the road, but when he did, so did the other car, and the men jumped out and raced towards his car. John then sped off and drove for a while until he lost them, and right as he was getting into town, he saw some car lights in the distance behind him, so his heart began to pound and he decided to park next to some cars and turn off his lights. He saw it was the same car that was chasing him a few minutes ago. The other car drives by the car slowly and suddenly it stops right next to John's car and sees him. Unfortunately, since John was parallel parked, he couldn't speed away since there was cars right in front of him, so as he jumps out the car, the man stabs the window and shatters it. As he jumps into the car, the other men began to chase John, and when they caught up to him, they basically jumped him and took all his money. And as John was getting beat by the man, he claims that before they left, he told him, "You're lucky we caught you in the neighborhood or else you wouldn't be alive," which is scary because sadly that is true, because if they did this to him where he was before in like the rural areas, sadly probably, you know, it would have turned out the way he said. So luckily it didn't, and you know, I mean, messed up that these guys jumped them and literally chased them. Like, it's just crazy. But the men stole John's car and they drove away and threw his phone out and it was shattered. The men were never caught, but police did find the car abandoned outside of the town with nothing inside of it. It had no seats, no radio, and nothing. Basically, they ripped the whole car apart.
I'd honestly be so mad, but at the same time, I'd be thankful that I came out alive. Yeah. And they just took the car and like, they didn't take me out, you know? So yeah. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. For you guys saying that, you know, he was in town, then nobody see it. It was late at night. It was, I'm guessing, if he left at 2 a.m. with, you know, he had to stop, he was helping the guys, and then the whole chase, I'm guessing he probably got back into town like 3:30, maybe 4. So around that time, people are still sleeping.
Yeah. If you thought that story was scary, well, this next one is going to give you goosebumps. For this one, we aren't going to name the family's name just for privacy reasons. So it was a fresh Friday evening and a family of four was heading over to a restaurant for some dinner. As they were driving, they came to a four-way stop. As they were about to go, a truck came speeding through without stopping, almost hitting their car. The dad driving honks his horn at the truck, and as it passes by, it immediately stops. As they drive past the stop sign, the truck reverses back violently and starts speeding up behind the car. Since he had kids in the car, the dad didn't feed into the guy's game, so he ignored it. Out of nowhere, the truck pulls up next to him at a light and begins to cuss them out and starts throwing stuff at the car. And honestly, we hear so many stories like this. Yeah. Like, this is literally, road rage happens all the time like this. But yeah. Once the light turned green, they just proceeded, and the truck then got behind them and he started flashing his lights and honking. The family stated that you can hear the guys yelling from the top of his lungs, "Get the F out of the car." And like, guys, I don't know, but as they kept driving, the truck took a turn and sped off. Once they got closer to the restaurant, his dad swore he saw the truck following them a couple cars behind him, but he didn't think that guy would be that crazy.
Some people are just waiting to, you know, get triggered by something. But as the family was eating, they started laughing about the situation. But after they got done, as they were walking to their car, they could see a man walking around smoking a cigarette and whispering stuff to himself. The man looked up at them and, as reported, made this growling and grunting sound and ran to his car, which the family quickly noticed was the truck that was following them earlier. They got in the car and tried to get on the road before the truck could get to them, but as they drove off, the truck quickly swerved around the corner, flashing its lights at them and honking nonstop. There was a point where the truck pulled right next to them at a light and rolled down his window, and this time he was waving a gun, and he pointed it at the car and started shooting at the tires. He popped one of the tires, but they still drove off, and at this time, the wife was on the phone with the police, and when the man saw this, he quickly just put his window up and sped away. Once they got home, the police officers arrived and they filed a police report. The police officers did tell the family that they don't have to worry about the man anymore. Most likely, he just isn't going to come back. But as they were talking, he noticed a truck circling around the neighborhood. He thought to himself that there's no way this guy would go this far to following him home over something that, it literally was the man's fault, the other guy in the truck.
Yeah.
He ran a stop sign. So he's all like, there's no
way.
Why
are you so mad over your own mistake?
Yeah, like there is no way that this guy is crazy enough and mad enough to somehow follow me to my house. This is what was going through his head.
But later that night, around 3 a.m, the dad was awakened because he kept hearing a ticking sound coming from the downstairs. As he's walking down the stairs, he could hear the ticking sound coming from the back sliding glass door. But once he got to the end of the stairs, he noticed the man of the truck was hunched over with a knife trying to pick the lock or something to get inside the house. And at this point, guys, I just start freaking running out the window, start fist fighting this guy, because it's like, you want to come to my house this far, and find me and what the heck? It doesn't make sense. It's insane. But he quickly runs up the stairs to wake up his family and then calls the police again. Once he headed back downstairs, he wasn't down there anymore.
Which is smart, because you don't hear a lot of people going upstairs and waking up their family.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the first thing you need to do when something crazy or something like this is going on.
Alert everyone.
Alert your family, because God forbid something happens and the guy gets in and does something to you, takes you out. Your family's going to be asleep.
True. But he thought that he might have just gave up, but then he hears a light thump coming from the side of the house. And as he headed towards the sound, the man was trying to crack open the window to the downstairs bathroom. And then he turns on the light and yells, "I'm on the phone with the police." And there was a few seconds of silence before the guy starts to say that he's going to kill him and all this other scary stuff. So I don't know what was up with this guy. Obviously he wasn't mentally stable that he got that mad over his own mistake.
Yeah. And I keep saying, I feel like there's certain people out in the road that are just waiting to get ticked off by something. To me, it's just so crazy how mad and how insane people get when it comes to road raging. But the guy ended up hearing the police sirens and it scared him away because he left. But as soon after, he was caught by the police after a speed chase, and he had previously been locked up after beating a young high school kid during a road rage incident. So this guy, was violent in general, and thankfully the family wasn't hurt and that he was caught. But this guy was just messed up.
Yeah, it's crazy, guys.
I'm going to tell you guys now the story that both me and Liz experienced while we went to Walmart. So we were literally, I don't know what we went for. I think you had to get something for your face or a conditioner.
Yeah, so we went there and we had to go to the Walmart gas station because I wanted a slushie, because we hadn't gotten slushies in years. And slushies was our thing in high school. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, let's go get one,
Yeah, so we went. And there's a stop sign. I did not have a stop. I had the right of way. There's a stop sign where this freaking truck guy was right there. He did not stop, literally almost hit me. So then I honk at him and then he honks at me. And then I just go, because I'm like, dude, are you dumb? I didn't tell him this. This is what I was saying inside the car. I'm like, are you dumb? You have a stop sign.
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop? This guy, not only that, he was speeding in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This guy was just freaking crazy. But we ended up going, and he pulls back super violently, speeds his car right behind me. When I'm turning the corner, he literally was about to hit the back of my car. That's how close he was. So then I ended up parking, and then he parks right next to us. But what was it? It was a space between us, a parking space between us.
And then he's yelling a bunch of stuff outside of the car, and his face, guys, was bright red, and he was spitting everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I remember you got out of the car and you walked down and started laughing at this guy.
Yeah, right when I parked, my dad called me and he was asking me something. So then I talked to my dad and then I hung up, and then we got out the car, and then he's all he rolls down his window. He's you want to do something about it and this and that. And he was this bald dude, and he was freaking out, turned red like a tomato, and he was shaking inside his car and all that. And I just looked at him and laughed and then just looked away. I think you told him something, because he started cussing us out.
Yeah, and he was saying a bunch of stuff, and I was dude, chill out, have a nice day, blah, blah, blah. And he was F you guys. You guys are effing, all the typical stuff a road rager says. And then I was have a nice day, right? So we go inside the gas station, and this lady, the cash register lady, comes out. She's like, you shouldn't be talking to men like that, because you never know, they might have something. You need to be careful. And I know, this lady was just trying to be nice.
It is true, because this dude was freaking insane.
Yeah.
He was he probably has some sort of anger issues, or mental issues, because it got to the point where it looked like he was banging his head on the steering
wheel. Yeah, it was insane, guys. But that was like one of the craziest road raging incidents we had together.
Yeah, and we also recently had one, but it was a tiny one. Remember in the morning when we were going to the Fred Meyer's or something?
Oh, yeah.
And this guy, it was my turn to go.
Yeah.
And because it was a four-way stop and it was my turn to go, and he literally barely got there and did like a small stop and was ready to go. And I was about to go, and then he like goes right in front of me and throws his hands up as he's passing by, and then I go right behind him, and I thought he thought we were following him.
Yeah, because we were going the same way. So once we start going after him, he stops and like pulls to the side of the road like getting ready to tell us something, and then we drive past him.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he felt stupid. He's like, oh, I guess we're going the same way. But yeah.
But yeah, guys, those two are like some funny ones that we've been through. But the one that my dad told me, because like I said, we used to live in Los Angeles like a while back, because that's where I was born. Me and my brother were born there. I don't even know what age I was, but I think during this time he was heading to work, and it was like he worked at a bakery, because my dad is a baker, and he had to go early because he had to make the dough and all that and get it ready, because the place opened at 6 in the morning. I don't know what my dad did. I think he like, because he was still like kind of asleep, so he almost hit the back of the car and he braked it like super hard, and I guess the dude in the front like started freaking out. And when they were driving, the guy kept like getting super close to my dad, almost like pushing him to the wall of the highway. My dad kept stopping and then going around him and you know, doing that. And I guess there was a bunch of like freaking like cholo guys inside the car, and they were like waving guns and like saying for him to stop the car and, you know, get out the car and do something. It's like one person, it's my dad, and you have a car full of dudes, like come on, like it's literally outmatched, like for you guys to be acting all tough when you're in the car full of guys and it's like one person. But like, not only that, like, yeah, my dad said that they were like pushing him over to the wall, because you know, like in the highways there's usually those like big cement walls.
Yeah,
they were like pushing him onto them, kind of like my dad got to the point where he was about to scrape his car on the side, so my dad kept stopping and then going around them, and then they just kept like pushing him over and kept like, you know, putting their guns, telling them to pull over. But I don't know where my dad said that they just kind of got tired of it, because my dad was just kept doing the same thing, like swerving around them, and they just got tired and, you know, put their windows up and left. And then my dad got to work and he never came across those guys again. But it's crazy to think like the smallest thing can tick off like these people.
Yeah, I don't know, I think road rage is like funny after a while, because you're like, oh my god, like I can't believe I got mad over that.
Yeah,
you know. And I'm pretty sure for anybody who's road rage before, like at the end of the day you kind of laugh about it, because you're like, wow, like I got this mad because this person did this to me, or I did this, you know. So I don't know, I think road raging is funny, but you got to be careful, because you can always, you know, go into the wrong
some people lose their cool. Yeah, and I mean, like I said, personally I don't road rage. I do find myself getting mad, and like I just say stuff inside the car, but I'm not like point to where I'll follow that person and like beat him up or something. Yeah. I don't know, to me it's mind-blowing how ticked off people that road rage get. But if you guys have any road rage incidents, you know, let us know anywhere on our social media pages. We would love to hear your guys' story. I mean, if it's too insane, don't share it. But without further ado, that'll be the end of today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at the Scaredy Cats Podcast or at Sway and Liz. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it or what you found interesting. We would really appreciate that. But we are out. Peace.